Wednesday, October 13th, 2021. Welcome, everybody. Another hero workout today, which means another individual is truly behind this workout, lost their life. The name of this one is Randy. Randy was a SWAT team member that lost his life many years ago. Again, if you'd like to learn more about Randy's story, go to Google, type in CrossFit Hero, Randy, and you can read the write-up and whatnot. But Randy is a challenging workout, even if maybe it doesn't look that way on paper. And I say maybe because it's lightweight, and sometimes people don't respect lightweight, but lightweight stings and burns, and lightweight is frequently a trap. So Randy is four-time, 75 power snatches at 75 pounds for the men and 55 pounds for the women. That's it. Short, sweet, simple. Maybe not that short, quite frankly. Last time we did this was on April 25th, 2020. If you want to go back into the Beyond the Whiteboard app, check your data on that. We also have this as a two-person team workout. We try to put a two-person team workout in once a week because fitness with friends is fun. And we have the two-person team workout as three rounds for time of partner A does 30 power snatches and then partner B does 30 power snatches. And you'll do that three times. If you're running the numbers, you're like, well, that's more power snatches per person than the individual. Correct. Because we're doing it as a work rest interval kind of style, and I think 30 works better in that sort of format. We have videos, a video showing the power snatch. Super fitness robot time. This is data pulled from Beyond the Whiteboard. 5 minutes or less. Wow. More likely time in the neighborhood of 8 minutes. But this workout can creep even a bit more further north than that because I'm telling you, it's a devious, tricky workout that catches up with you. Scaled option. For time, 75 power snatches. We just knocked the loading down to an empty barbell. 45 pounds for men, 35 for women. There's also a partner version of that. And if you're doing this with an empty barbell as part of the scaled option, you don't have the bumper plates to hit the ground every time, then when you lower the weight, I would just lower the weight down to a few inches below your knee, kind of that mid-shin area, then do the next rep. There's no need to lower the barbell all the way down to the ground. Limited equipment option. They've got dumbbells. For time, 112 dumbbell power snatches. A single 50-pound dumbbell for men, a single 35-pound dumbbell for women. That's alternating arms each time, 112 reps total, and we have a video showing the dumbbell power snatch. No equipment workout. 10 rounds each for time of a 20-second plank hold and a 100-meter sprint, resting 2 minutes between each round. Anytime you're sprinting 100s, it's a good day. Accessory work, optional as always. 50 to 100 ab mat sit-ups. We've got a video showing that. And then some conditioning. You're going to do 50. You're going to do 5 50-meter sprints or 5 15-second intervals of intense biking or rowing, preferably biking because you can spin that up quicker. And whether you're running or you're on one of the machines, you'll rest a minute or two between those efforts. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the straddle stretch and the foam roller for the back and lats. Both of those are accompanied by a video. Randy, a challenging workout. Again, look up the individual behind it. There's a real person behind all the hero workouts. For most of us, it's a rest day tomorrow. I encourage you to take it, and I'll see you back here on Friday for more fun.